Here's another Star 105.7 podcast from the Tommy and Brooke Morning Show.
This happens to be one of the hottest fashion trends going on right now, but there's a lot of schools that are also banning this right now. Let's find out the latest from our fashionista, Andy Page. Hi, Andy.
Good morning. Yes, we're going to talk about leggings this morning. Leggings. And it's true. They're being banned all over the country. There are protests about leggings. There are articles on the pros and the cons. There's all kinds of debate right now about leggings. Have you heard about this?
Well, you know, I've been hearing people say, hey, wait a minute, what are we doing?
The truth is that leggings are not pants. Leggings are the cousin to hosiery. In other words, tights and pantyhose.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're not pants. So most of us wouldn't wear pantyhose and a blouse to school or work. Am I right?
Right?
Yeah.
So if you're getting dressed and you're wearing leggings, which I know are comfortable, and I know that we're all slaves to comfort, right? But if you are putting on an outfit and you're wearing leggings, the big question you want to ask yourself is, if these were pantyhose, could I wear this outfit? And if the question is no, then you probably want to add a mini skirt or a dress or a longer top or at least a layer that is as long as your fingertips. Okay, so when you have your arms down by your side, that it meets your fingertips. Now, this doesn't mean that, you know, you have to overdo it. If you took the leggings and replaced them with pantyhose, could you get away with this outfit? And that's the basic thing, because leggings aren't pants.
I see this at the store a lot, grocery store.
I know. You know, it's the kind of thing where I feel like we have become almost addicted to comfort, mm-hmm. right? And when you're an addict, you have a tendency to make poor choices. And this whole thing is a bit of an addiction because people don't need to know that much about our shape.
Well, what about if the leggings have pockets?
If they have pockets, then they're not leggings. They're probably either jeggings or some other form of workout pant, I guess.
Okay, because my daughter tried to tell me that when the seam doesn't go up the middle, shall we say, those are appropriate to be worn as pants, for lack of a better word. But if it has a seam up the middle, that's how you know kind of the difference. That's what the guideline that she uses and her friends, I guess.
Yes, that's actually a really good way to think about it. That's a very good way to think about it. True.
Because hosiery has that.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And so do leggings. But if they have a front panel and a back panel and are not two side panels, then that is one way to categorize it. So if it has that, then again, we need to have at least a layer. And this layer can be anything. It can be a t-shirt. It can be a jacket. It can be, you know, a sweater. It can be a blouse. It can be anything. But you need to have at least one layer that meets your fingertips. Keep that in mind. If you had to replace those leggings with pantyhose, could you wear that outfit?
Right.
There you go.
Good guidelines. Thank you.
Okay. All right, guys. And for more tips like this and fun stuff, please pick up my book, Style on a Shoestring. You can go to my website, snipsofstyle.com, and follow me on Pinterest.